A few years ago, the Maine State Society for the Protection of Animals in Windham was struggling financially. As New England's largest horse rescue, the nonprofit farm was trying to care for more horses than it could comfortably manage. Facilities were in need of an upgrade, and some staff were let go. But recently, the society celebrated several milestones, including a major renovation, a budget on the rebound, and the completion of 5,000 volunteer hours by some caretakers who've become a mainstay, inmates from the women's prison across the street. Susan Sharon has more.
Whoop, coming through. Hello, Molly. Hello, Eddie.
The 40 or so abused and neglected horses and the women who've been sentenced to the Maine Correctional Center share something in common, says Maris Bickford, the chief executive officer of the MSSPA.
Some of them are broken, yet they can recover and they can be rehabilitated and they can go on to wonderful, happy, productive lives.
This past summer, for example, Bickford says law enforcement officers in western Maine seized four horses that were in terrible condition. One required emergency medical attention. And while the state launched an investigation, the society was asked to take them in. There was nowhere else for them to go.
All four horses, when they came in, were pretty much skeletons with fur, really, really shockingly thin. These horses, I think without intervention, probably would have been dead within a fairly short time, you know, a couple of weeks.
It took the horses several months to start putting on weight and getting back in shape. But Bickford says they are lively, well-trained, and good candidates for adoption now. Dozens of volunteers help nurse them back to health, including Sarah Fushwans. She's been working at the farm for 5 months. Grooming is one of her favorite parts of the job.
So this is like a curry comb, and it kind of massages the skin and loosens all the hair and the dirt.
Fushwans is a minimum custody inmate whose sentence on drug charges won't be up for 2 more years. She says she didn't have much experience around horses when she first showed up at the barn, and initially she just wanted to escape the monotony of being in the prison across the street. But as a person in recovery, she says, taking care of these horses has been more physically and emotionally rewarding than she ever could have imagined.
It just feels so good to give back. It's something that I never really did in my spare time, and I never knew how good it felt, and it's something I definitely want to continue doing. I do know that.
I was really nervous at first, but I fell in love with the horse, and I just love coming over here every chance I get.
Like Fushwans, Carissa Buckowitz hadn't been around horses much either. And like so many other women inmates, she's also serving time for a drug-related crime. With the good time she's earned through volunteering, she'll be getting out in June. Until then, she's spending time with Tavish, an older horse she describes as calm and sweet. Their bond, she says, and the support of the other volunteers and staff has been transformative.
It made me appreciate life. I really did, like knowing that this place is so wonderful to give them a second chance and to give also us a second chance. It just really made me appreciate everything, not take anything for granted. You know, everyone needs love, whether you're a horse or a person.
Warden Scott Landry says the partnership between the prison and the horse rescue has worked out so well that there are now as many as 8 women inmates volunteering several hours a day at the barn, 7 days a week. But it did take a leap of faith from the Department of Corrections and a change in prison policy.
Traditionally, minimum custody women are not permitted to work without a correctional employee directly supervising them. In the policy, we made it an exception, so the minimum custody women are able to come here and work without our staff necessarily supervising.
Maris Bickford says the MSSPA wouldn't be operating at its current level without the inmates' assistance. And as far as the women are concerned, there's no better way to spend their time. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Susan Sharon.